Hey everyone, welcome back to the Athlete CEO Podcast. I'm your host, Eric Averill. I'm the co-founder of AWM, where we help our clients unlock the full potential of their wealth for maximum impact. And as all you listeners already know, we believe that the greatest driver of your net worth is your human capital. And that's what this podcast is all about, is how can we help you optimize your human capital? And so I'm excited for our conversation today with a dear friend of mine, a PhD in performance psychology, Josiah Egano. Welcome to the podcast.
E, thanks for having me, man. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, Joe owns and runs all things performance. And by way of background, first and foremost, he knows what it's like to be an elite athlete. We first met when we were both college athletes at Arizona State. Joe went on to work as a strength and conditioning coach, both at the collegiate level and at the professional baseball level. And most recent position before launching out onto his own, peak performance coach at the major league level for the Texas Rangers. And so, Joe, when we talk about human capital, it's mm-hmm. it's really our belief that you are your own best investment.
Yeah.
We talk a lot about performance, high performance, mm-hmm. elite performance. How would you define performance?
It's a great question. And it is a word that is thrown around a lot. So much so that it loses its meaning. And so when you look at performance, whether you're talking about a vehicle, right, $100,000 vehicle, or whether you're talking about an individual or even, a machine, performance boils down to the execution of a specific task or function. That's what it means. And so when we look at it from a performance psychology standpoint, it's the same thing. How efficiently does this individual perform said task or function? Whether that individual is a musician, whether that individual is an athlete, or whether that individual is an elite combat force member, how do they perform in their environment?
One of the things I want to dig into is, in today's day and age, we're all about life hacking. We are about tactics and trying to figure out, is there a way to short circuit performance? Mm-hmm. And I talk about this as the analogy. It's kind of like the get rich quick scheme.
Mm-hmm.
What we always tell people is, if it was easy, every wealthy person would do it.
Yeah.
So that next multi-level marketing scheme, you should probably just pass on.
Yeah.
But I feel like we're seeing this a lot in the self-help, personal development mm-hmm. world of life hacking, and why I'm excited to have this conversation of why we wanted to make this a mainstay on the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
This is about developing skills. Mm-hmm. This is about developing something that is truly going to equip you and be with you for the rest of your life.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to hear your thoughts on just how an individual can and should approach mental performance.
Yeah, no, it's a great question. You know, at the end of the day, we can hack all day, right? Oh, hacks this, you know, YouTube this, Twitter this, Pinterest this, Facebook that, you know, but at the end of the day, the work, that's where the reward is. It's in the work, man.
Hmm.
The work itself is the reward. You know, Mihai Cetis Mihai, one of the coolest names ever, right? He was the godfather of this concept that we have used now called flow, right?
Yeah.
And he said that when he studied all these high-level performers, he said that one of the things that they all had in common, or that the majority of them had in common, was that they had an autotelic personality. Meaning, auto is self, telos is, you know, reward. The work itself is my reward, right? The work itself is my reward. And so the thing about it is that when it comes to, you know, hacks don't exist, man, in the long term. Hacks are not a long-term solution for success. They're not. You, myself, any other person who works hard, to become successful, we both know that there's no such thing as a hack every day right. We come to work. You know what I'm saying? In terms of mental performance, I think that the thing that I would say is that in anything, whether it is weight loss, whether it is athletic performance, whether it is in raising children, whether it is in, becoming healthier, performing better on the field as an athlete, as a coach, what's your plan? Do you have a plan? I think that's the very first question that everyone needs to ask themselves is, do I have a plan? If that answer is no, we start there. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
We start there. And then we look for individuals, coaches, professionals who can help augment our specific skill set, our specific personality type and learning style to move forward.
Yeah, it's very helpful. I'm processing even the way that I approach performance on my own. And I have this roadmap, as a former professional athlete, from the way I was trained to approach my strength and conditioning or my nutrition, or now as a certified financial planner, what we do with our clients every single day. We first sit down and try to understand, what are the outcomes? What's the life you envisioned? And then what is the plan to move you from, all right, assessing where you're at today, where do you need to get to, and what's the roadmap from point A to point B? Because something you had said on a previous podcast is like, everybody actually has a trajectory that they're on. You're just probably going to arrive at the wrong destination because you haven't defined where you wanted to go. And so one of the things that we talk a lot about here at AWM when it comes to your financials is, are you blocking and tackling the foundational things of just wise money management? What are those foundational things when it comes to mental performance?
That's a great question. You know, I think that when it comes to mental performance, there are several, you know, there are several things to keep in mind. But I want to break it down to three things, right? Think, say, do, right? How do you think on a daily basis? Are you an optimist? Are you a pessimist? Some people say, oh, I'm a realist. And we found that, you know, realists are just positive pessimists. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, what are your thoughts on a daily basis, right? What are you saying, right? What is your, you know, what does your lexicon, your vocabulary, what do you say to yourself when no one else is around? And then ultimately, what are you doing, right? And so those are to me, are the pillars, and you have to start attacking those different things. And when it comes to mental performance, you know, all of those three areas that I mentioned are impacted by those three areas, right? They're impacted by your thought life. They're impacted by what you say to others and what you say to yourself, and they're impacted by what you're doing, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And listeners, this is exactly why I wanted to have Josiah on this, because as we think through peak performance and we think through optimizing your human capital, it's developing these skills. And you've been so gracious to be willing to include in the show notes. Josiah is going to include some of his guides and his workbooks on tackling some of that stuff. So thank you. I mean, the All Things Performance content and library of tools and tactics is incredible. One of the things I would love to hear is just, how do I implement that on a practical standpoint? Where do I start on the think, say, and do? What's something that I could start doing tomorrow to help me process those three areas?
Wow. I think, you know, and I don't mean to be a generalist here, but I think the big thing is, you know, to find out what it is that you want to accomplish, right? So what are your goals? Like, what do you want to learn? One of the very first questions that I ask any player, any individual that I work with is, what are your goals? What do you want to do, right? Some people are really they're really concerned about their emotions, right? They're managing their mood, emotions, and feelings. When you look at it from just a mental balance standpoint, we're trying to do, you know, a couple of things all the time. We're trying to make, we're trying to manage our mood, emotions, and feelings, and trying to make quality decisions and thinking clearly. You know, those areas, thinking clearly, making these quality decisions, and managing our mood, emotions, and feelings is something that we're always, all of us are doing on a daily basis. And so, you know, for me, I would definitely look at your goals. What is it that you would like to do? It's a very, you asked me a very general question, but that's what I ask everybody when we first start. What are your goals? And then from there, we can take the science, we can take the methods, we can take the research, we can take the tools, we can take the applications that are that exist for what you want to do and apply them. You know what I'm saying? And then afterwards, with your permission, I would ask, hey, do you mind if I share something in the literature about this? Hey, have you ever thought about this? Hey, can I recommend to you this? And I think that that is the biggest thing. And Eric, I'll tell you this. So many players that I've worked with and staff members, you know what they tell me to your question? They're like, man, I never even knew about this stuff. I didn't know that this stuff existed.
Yeah.
And then you hear from a lot of older players and coaches and staff members that I've worked with over the years, and they all say the same thing. They're like, man, I wish this was around when I was playing. And so for me, when I hear you ask me that question, that's the very first thing that I would do is I would say, hey, what are your goals? And then as we continue to build around that, I would start to, you know, give you little carrots here and there in terms of things that exist in terms of mental performance.
Yeah, it's helpful. And I'm excited. The reason we want to have this mainstay pillar on the podcast is exactly what you said. I take for granted, coming from an elite professional athlete world, that what you do is a normal part of the conversation. Mm-hmm. But for much of the world, it's not. And so as I sit in conversations up in the Valley and we're meeting with founders or we're meeting with investors, you know, they're really struggling with the same questions. How am I at the top of the game? A lot of them mm-hmm. are former professional or collegiate athletes. And so there's this desire to win, yet there isn't this skill set of, how do I do these things? How do I manage being a father or a mother? How do I manage being a friend and a social life and the demands of, I actually really love my work. So it's not a work-life balance thing because mm-hmm. it's actually, this is a priority. I just don't know how to optimize. And so that's really the goal with this session and with this podcast is to have Josiah on here every other week, providing practical information that you can implement to increase the greatest driver of your net worth, which is your human capital. And so make sure that you head over to the show notes, athleteceo.com, pick up the resources that Josiah and All Things Performance has been so kind to share with us. And until next time, stay humble, stay hungry, and always be a pro.